This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I just texted the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe another invite. Let him know we have an open invite for him to appear here on What's On Your Mind. Have some slots open tomorrow, so that's out there again. Since a couple of you have asked today or this past hour, we got that done. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us momentarily on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments welcome for him as well. On the program, as always, at those same numbers, 800-228-0550. Text Todd, 701-226-8503, or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have this hour of the program brought to you by our friends at B-Mobile, with locations in Bismarck and Fargo and Minot and Grand Forks and Williston and Jamestown and Wahpeton and Valley City, Devil's Lake and Botno. They're about everywhere you are, right? We're within pretty close to the drive. Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes for our Minnesota listeners. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Ask them about the HUM technology. They're more than just phones and tablets, by golly. B-Mobile introduced you to HUM. Perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. Roadside assistance and vehicle locator, it's great. They have a great deal now, too. So check that out at bmobile.com. Today's the day the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus come out from Apple. Are you all excited? Todd, can you hardly wait?
I got to buy another new phone already. I just got my 6S Plus. But
I don't know. Whoever invented that scam of, 6 and 7, because then, I got 6 not good enough. I got to have the 7.
Got to have the latest.
Got a lot of money. A new Apple Watch is coming out, too, I guess. So the Apple Watch 2, I think, is what it is. One news note before we get to Congressman Cramer here and then your calls. Authorities in Clay County of Minnesota were dealing with an armed standoff near a bridge north of Yulin, Minnesota, this morning. The Sheriff Bill Berquist said the incident began as a domestic situation that turned into a standoff with authorities. At 9:30 a.m., the situation involved an individual armed with a knife near Highway 32, a bridge there on Highway 32 over the Wild Rice River just north of Yulin. So if you are traveling in that area, you're going to encounter some delays. Obviously, we'll keep you posted on that particular situation. Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Town Hall.
Pardon me? We didn't hear you answer.
It's great to be back.
Great to be
back.
Okay.
For me now, I'm back in Washington. That's
yeah.
Not so great.
But. Not so good, unfortunately. Yeah. We have a few folks that have been waiting to weigh in here for a while, so we're going to get right to it.
Sure.
Dan and Standing Rock had a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Congressman Cramer, how's it going? I hope you have a beautiful day here.
Thank you. I'm having one. Thank you. I hope you do, too.
Congressman Cramer, I know you're part of the North Dakota delegation there.
Yes.
And that's where the protest is at. First of all, let me relate to you that Standing Rock were beautiful people. We
yes, you
don't
are.
like any violence to take place like that.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm asking from you in a very honorable and respectful manner is, can you please relate to me or relate to the listening audience in the layman terms as what the judge's decision was?
Yeah. great. I appreciate the way you posed the question, Dan, because I'm not a lawyer, but I used to be a regulator. So as I used to like to say, I'm not a lawyer, but I played one, you know, every Wednesday on the Public Service Commission. So basically what the judge said yesterday, and it didn't surprise me, Dan, what he said. The Standing Rock and Cheyenne River tribes filed a motion. In other words, they filed a presentation asking the judge to put a temporary restraining order on the Corps of Engineers to stop permitting, stop construction on the pipeline temporarily until his other injunction case is settled. He has another case in front of him relating to an injunction. An injunction being, a stoppage of the pipeline at the at least the crossing of the Missouri River. The interesting thing about the case yesterday, and when I read the pleadings, I have to admit, I read all the filings, Dan and Scott. I read Standing Rock's filing, which was interesting because it was filed by Earth Justice attorney. I read the response, which was very minimal by the Corps, because the Corps of Engineers did not oppose the temporary restraining order. They didn't support it either, but they even though it was filed against them. And then the intervener in this case being the pipeline company, I read all of their filings and looked at all of the evidence. And the reason I even say that, again, Dan, not being an attorney, I did it because I'm pretty familiar with that sort of activity, having been a former regulator. The thing that struck me as soon as I read it, in fact, I asked my chief of staff, who is an attorney and was an attorney at the Public Service Commission when I was on the commission, I said, how can they ask for a temporary restraining order against an agency that on land that isn't the agency's? In other words, the jurisdiction for the federal government is only the river crossing. The other jurisdiction is the state's jurisdiction. And, of course, that's exactly what the judge said. The judge said, this is not jurisdictional west of Highway 1806, because that's not core land, that's private land. So he denied the temporary restraining order. But he did offer a partial restraining order on the part that's east, basically east of 1806, which is, of course, where the core jurisdiction begins. It really, in essence, Dan, it really did nothing legally, because the company was basically already done, you know, where this restraining order was requested. I do think that the downside of it was that every time you go to court with something like this, and realizing that when there's a dispute, courts are where we go. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't, you know, that's our system. But it does sort of occupy time, resources, and it, in some respects, it occupies capital. And by capital, I mean, I don't mean financial capital, although it occupies that as well. But it also strains things, strange relationships unnecessarily sometimes. So that's a long answer to your question, but at the end of the day, he denied part of the restraining order request. He honored some of it, and you can either, both sides can either claim they won or they both claim they lost, but in reality,
but either way, it's only until Friday anyway, right? We're really
right,
doing
that's
it
right.
Next
See, so
anyway.
That's exactly, and Scott's point's right, Dan. By Friday, the judge is going to make the longer-term decision anyway as it relates to an injunction against further work right there at the river crossing.
One final question, Congressman Premier. Okay. Now, it's going to play out here. The cards are on the table right now, so to speak. So what I'm asking you now, this can go on for on. And I know
yes.
Scott said this morning he's tired of it now.
Yes. Now, Scott, by the way, a lot of people are tired of it, but at the same time, sometimes the right decisions take a long time.
Well, I mean, I'm saying I'm worried. I'm worn out here in that every day there's a new incident that has the potential to be very dangerous. I mean, you have people go to the hospital this weekend, as a result of a confrontation. And this,
well, I think one of the things that Dan, a point that Dan makes, though, right up front, which I appreciate. Go ahead, Dan. You wanted to say something else.
I think one last thought is that us Standing Rock people, we're good people. We're good loving people, and we go to Bismarck to do our shopping here.
Yes.
And to me, that it kind of borders my so to speak, there is, I guess, the Highway Patrol and Morton County, which I understand. But we're also, I'm proud of the BI Police Department. They're doing a wonderful job. And we're not a lawless reservation. I want to really point that out clear.
Dan, I appreciate that, Dan, and I don't disagree, by the way. My concern is what I think has happened, I think somewhat illustrative of court that's going on, and that is that there are outside interests who aren't as concerned about the good people of Standing Rock, and I would throw Earth Justice in that mix. And when, you know, I wish that Standing Rock was using their own attorney or using, you know, somebody that's more familiar, and rather than using Earth Justice as their law firm.
Hold that thought, if you would, Congressman Kramer. Yep. We'll pick that up. Dan, thanks for calling, by the way. Appreciate the call and the comments. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Big Iron is next week. Oh, baby. I'm fired up. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be there. It is the largest farm show in the Upper Midwest. Hope to see you at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo. Our special broadcast brought to you by Titan Outlet, guaranteed iron at outlet prices. In fact, I said, you know, can you bring a piece of iron that's just the best deal ever? And whatever you got on the lot here, just bring it in there. And they found they didn't disappoint. So I'm actually going to be broadcasting from the cab of a 2008 Case IH Tiger Quad Track, a tractor that has 485 horsepower, 16-speed power shift, collar, shuttle shift, and tow cable, outfitted with four remotes and a high-capacity hydraulic pump. Tires are 520/85 R46s on the bar axles with a differential lock. The cab has the luxury leather interior, auto-steer ready, good thing for me, and ground radar, so this thing will be great. If you want more information on it, check it out at TitanOutletStore.com or come see us next week at the Titan booth at Big Iron. Should be great fun. Also brought to you by Morton Buildings, All Season Motorsports, Thunder Seed, and Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I know you had more to say in answer to Dan's question from Standing Rock. We have other questions waiting here, too, from Don.
Well, my only point is that even forgetting for a moment that there was a lot of consultation leading up to the permit, that there was, in fact, that there were hearings on the route, the permit. Forgetting for a moment that the route and the corridor follows existing pipelines and transmission lines so as to avoid all of this. If we forget all of that and just bring it up to the day that, you know, all of this started a month or so ago, the fact that a lot of outside groups who do not have the best interest of Standing Rock in mind have joined this fight and somewhat have been in some cases invited, in other cases encouraged, and the fact that you use Earth Justice as the law firm, it sends a pretty tough signal, pretty mixed signals, and a lot of people are confused by those mixed signals, and I think it is, and I've said it before, it has diluted the credibility of the leadership trying to, I think, you know, defend the rights of the people at Standing Rock. And I would be really encouraging if Standing Rock leadership would say, you know what, all of you outsiders, with all due respect, we appreciate your support, but leave now, just go away, and we're going to do this the right way, nation to nation, leader to leader, and we're going to do it peacefully. And even if there's just so many things, so much water under the bridge, but I think we can get to a point against Scott. Rather than wait for this judge to make a determination that it's going to go one way or the other, and it's going to create some bad feelings and hurt people, because so much of this is not about the process. Most of this is about the outcome. And there are better ways to influence all of that. We still have to be a nation of laws. And so you have to separate a lot of the emotion, and that's very difficult to do. But it's still got to be about upholding the laws.
Let's go to Don in Linton for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. How are you doing, guys? Hey, I'm going to take you off the beaten path of this question here, Senator or Congressman. I'm thinking about your future now.
Okay. That's off the beaten path, yes.
Yeah. Well, here, I'm with the trucking industry. Okay. I'm an owner operator, independent driver, contractor. Okay. You probably know my problem is speed limiters are now being told to us by the FMCSA that we are going to be speed limited either 62, 65, or 68 miles an hour max. I've been going off the wall with OIDA. I'm giving them money every month to fight this. The safety issue that they're talking about, there is no safety issue. They said it's mainly just, curtail, let's say, the severity of a truck and other vehicle accident, you know, the severity of the crash. And I said, well, what are you looking at for safety? I mean, how many people are we going to save every year? And they said two. We figure two people will be not killed in a crash if we speed limit all the trucks. And I'm to the point where I don't want to even drive trucks anymore. I've been doing it for 32 years, never had an accident. And I do a lot of two-lane driving. If I do 65 miles an hour max and I have to pass a truck doing 62, it'll take me over a mile to pass the man. And this is not a safety issue. I'm waiting for people to pass me on the shoulder, pass me in bad areas, you know, where you can't pass. I, we've got a big problem with speed limiters. And I told them it would probably be better if you just let the state set speed limits for trucks. Just let the individual states set the speed limits. But they don't want to do that. They said Congress and the House and Senate have come up and said that we have to set a speed limit for these trucks no matter what. They're being forced by the government to force a speed limit on us. And I'd just like to know what your opinion is on this.
Yeah. So the issue, and it's been some time since I've heard about it, although they did, there was a hearing, I think, fairly recently in the Senate that brought this to light again. Or maybe it was probably April of this year that brought it to light again. And as you know, they've been working on this rule for 10 years. And the reason they've been working on it for 10 years is because the points you're making, and that is, while some people in Congress want this rule set, and they want it set by the bureaucracy, which is, violates my sensibilities every time, there's not much of an appetite for it. And that's why it's continually gets delayed further and further and further. And there are, as you probably know, the large trucking companies kind of like this sort of thing. It's always the entrepreneur, Scott, that the smaller, private owner, the smaller companies get hurt by these wide-ranging sort of rules that make it harder. The problem I have with it is that it supposes that all one size fits all, that every part of the country is the same, that every highway is the same, that every circumstance is the same. And some of the numbers I've seen, and I don't have it right in front of me, but some of the numbers I've seen, they've even proposed it would save, 148 lives or something like that. And every life matters a great deal, obviously. But I don't think this accomplishes it. I mean, you present a pretty interesting point. If the speed limit's 62, or a truck going 62 and it's a 65-mile-per-hour speed limit, you need to pass a vehicle, and, it becomes less safe if you're inhibited.
Right.
You're not able to get the kind of passing speed you need to get by a vehicle. That doesn't make it more safe. It makes it less safe. So I'm with you. I don't like these one-size-fits-all rules, and I don't know what the outcome will be, but we'll check into it.
Yeah, see, the big companies want everybody to be the same, and the problem is that the big companies are trying to take what freight we've got. They know that they can't get it there as fast as we can. I do 65 to 67, and I'm always on two-lane road. And I'm afraid I'm going to have people passing me in bad areas.
Yeah, no, I understand. It doesn't work everywhere.
Don, appreciate the call. Stephen Grafton, Ron and Bismarck waiting to weigh in for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. That when we continue. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace, and so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire, really, library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees, and then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The most important thing to your health is what? Sleep. Did you know that? The most important thing to your health is how much sleep you're getting. Are you getting the right kind of sleep? Are you, getting enough sleep? All those questions. And the most important thing to your sleep is, of course, MyPillow. Todd and I, Congressman Kramer, a lot of us, we're MyPillow customers, and we vouch for them because they do the trick. And we have a great deal where you, being a listener to this program, can get not one, not two, not three, but four pillows for the price of one, $160 in savings, or a two-for-one deal on the premium pillow. If you use promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com, call 800.
I wish you had told my daughter that, by the way, because she stole mine.
She did, huh?
So now she can vouch for it, too, because, yeah, she stole mine.
800-506-9028. It's a good sign you're onto a good product when people...
Yeah. Nobody steals things they don't like, right?
800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right. More with our talk radio town hall and Congressman Kevin Kramer. David in Dickinson emails, I'm getting more and more concerned about the agitators, really just thugs, endangering the safety of those at Standing Rock and on the construction crew. Is it maybe time for Governor Dalrymple to call out the National Guard? If not, what would it take to get to that point? David asked, and you get
The governor, that's the governor's call, and he has a lot of things to consider before making that call, not the least of which is, does bringing out the National Guard further agitate the situation? The problem is, the best analogy I can give you is, I went to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. It was right in downtown Cleveland, and they set up, this big perimeter. There were lots of threats being posed and potential threats. And the overwhelming presence of force was so tremendous that there were very few protesters. I mean, very few. No incident of note, hardly, at the whole thing. And I think a lot of it was just the sheer presence. So it can have that effect, and it ought to have that effect. The whole point of law enforcement is to deter. That's the first priority, is to deter bad behavior. And I think, unfortunately, up to this point, we've somewhat lost that battle. And so, at some point, maybe that call has to be made again. It's not my call. I don't, he's on the ground there every day dealing with it. And I know General Norman, the Adjutant General, of course, heads up the Emergency Operations Center. So, he's familiar with the situation. But he also, the National Guard, every National Guardian, not every National Guardian is the same. So, if you're trained for one thing, he may not be trained for another. And so there are all those considerations. It's not just a matter of putting people in fatigues on the line either. But certainly, depending on what happens this week with the judge's order, who knows what kind of a response there's going to be. But if the judge, and I'm not predicting it, by the way, but if the judge orders, the order favors the company and they're allowed to go back to work and the Corps issues its permit, then, or its easement permit, then, you know, work has to begin, then that lawful enterprise must be protected. I think the federal law enforcement has an obligation to that on Corps land, and the federal response to this point has been pretty anemic, frankly. But if it gets to that point, then I would expect, and I've asked all of the federal law enforcement agencies directly, personally, to make sure that they provide adequate security for the workers, because, again, it's legal, lawful, permitted work. You know,
that's what I was going to say. If I were Governor Dalrymple, I'd say, looks to me like you have an illegal protest unlawfully on federal land. This is a federal government problem.
You've got an illegal encampment. You know, yes, you're right. And it is unlawful, and it's been deemed unlawful, right? All of that's true. But absent a federal response, the governor still is confronted with the challenge. So he's in the worst spot of all spots. That's why I agree with you that it's enough of a federal issue that federal law enforcement ought to be stepping up. I mean, after all, it is the United States Army Corps of Engineers who's going to court every couple of weeks here having to defend their permit. And that's what's at stake here. So the federal nexus is pretty obvious.
Yeah, so where are they? What do they say? What's their excuse for being AWOL here?
Well, you know, selective enforcement's not new to this, with this particular administration, and all of these agencies are under the jurisdiction, of course, including the U.S. Army. It's under the jurisdiction of the Commander-in-Chief. So I don't know if it's a cultural thing, if it's a political thing, or what exactly it is, but this is why I always say to people, regardless of your position, your political persuasion, your traditions, the law has to be observed. It just has to be, and it has to be enforced. And granted, there's always some leeway, for some emotion, or, if the Corps wants to allow a protest to take place on Corps land, they should issue some sort of a permit or easement to do that. And if they don't do that, then they should enforce the permits. You don't get to just sort of pick which laws to enforce and which ones not to, because it creates confusion, and confusion is not good in a situation like this. So that's why I'd just like to see everybody stick to the law and enforce the laws as they're supposed to be enforced. And if they're broken, then you treat lawbreakers the way you treat lawbreakers. And then you have consistency and not confusion.
Well, would I be right to say we're legalizing criminal activity here?
Well, what concerns me, Scott, but that's not uncommon again, especially in recent years. We see that with sanctuary cities. We see that with, lax borders. We see that in lots of arenas where you selectively enforce laws, then you just, it doesn't help anybody. It certainly doesn't help the people of Standing Rock. And that's what concerns me, is that it's like Dan, when he called earlier, that there are a lot of really good people that have legitimate questions or concerns that can be and should be addressed, but it gets mired in all this confusion when there's not clarity of purpose here. And that clarity is absent when the federal government chooses to not enforce certain laws or to, look the other way over certain things. And that's a problem.
Stephen in Grafton, next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Stephen.
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
I want to talk about trucking regulations also.
Sure.
Besides the electronic onboard recorders and electronic logs that they're trying to force the drivers, and the lack of ability of being able to stop our 14-hour clock to take a little break off the clock,
right.
This speed limiter thing, this is another point I would like to make, besides the other caller that called about it. A 5-mile-an-hour drop in my average speed per day is going to be a pretty substantial drop in the miles I could put on in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I drive for a company, so I basically get paid per mile.
Sure.
So if you figure it out over a year, how many miles I'm going to lose per day just with a 5-mile-an-hour drop in my average speed, I guess gets me a substantial loss of my pay.
Well, and this is why every law, every rule has a cost-benefit analysis. And so that's in your one driver. So if we were to take whatever would the calculation would be for you for a day times the, you know, 300 days or 350 days you'd be driving times all of the people in your situation, I mean, obviously you're talking about a substantial economic impact. Now, that said, what I hope you're not, we're not advocating breaking the speed limit. That's not what we're advocating. What this rule does is it puts, you know, the technology in the truck that forces you to stay at a certain speed that doesn't even allow you to drive the, you know, to safely drive the speed limit, much less the, you know, much less the economic impact of it. So, no, I believe me, I get it. So, just sort of further clarification. I don't know if you're a member of this OOIA or OOIDA. I think it is some of the owner operator independent drivers, but they are pushing back very hard on this. Scott, and the ATA, the American Trucking Association, which is they're the sort of the big dogs in this, they support it. But it's not uncommon to see large business support regulations because, of course, that makes it tougher for the little guy to break into their business and into their industry, and then they can make the adjustments. And I have great respect for the ATA as well, but I do tire a little bit of big business sort of always pushing for regulations that make it harder on small business while they make the adjustment and add the cost to their service and then cost to all of the consumers.
Keep fighting, Stephen. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate it. And this issue has come up. I remember when it was first proposed, the calls we had from trucker after trucker.
I remember. It's been some time, probably over a year. So I'm having to pull all this stuff out of my archives here. But
Ron and Bismarck for Congressman Kramer, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the protest. I got a question. Why can't everybody just boycott any of the tribes that are involved in this? Why don't we all just boycott the casinos?
Okay, that was...
You know what happened? We lost
him.
He was punching too many buttons there. But
yeah, okay. Well, his question was, why can't we just all boycott? And certainly everybody can. We all have the opportunity to express ourselves in whichever way we want, as long as it's lawful. And I don't know if he's advocating a boycott or not, but I kind of assume he was. But at any rate, some things are worth fighting for. And in the case, if the folks at Standing Rock believe this is worth fighting for in running the risk that Steve presents, you know, that's their decision. And but if others who like to go to visit the casinos think, well, I'm not gonna short myself of this entertainment over this fight, that's their call too. So everything has to be weighed for sure.
A texter
is expressing more frustration than anything.
Comment from a texter saying the Dakota Access Pipeline is shut down everywhere, 800 plus employees out of work. What is the company's reaction to all this as they see this unfold? What are you hearing from them?
You know, I don't talk to the company a lot, quite honestly. You know, I've probably had two conversations with an executive vice president since all of this began. You know, obviously they're doing their talking in the courtroom, and I've read, like I said, I've read all their briefs. They're an intervener. When a case is not filed against them, they still are an intervener because obviously they're affected by it. I think the company, you know, just wants the law followed, and they have every right to expect the law to be followed. That's the unfortunate thing here is people treat the company like somehow they're the big, bad, evil guy, and the reality is that they cited a route in an existing corridor where, you know, it was interesting in yesterday's case, for example, the filing that I read was calling for or claiming that all these artifacts were being destroyed by the blading of the route. Well, the reality is that most of the areas that they were citing where there were rock cairns, for example, that's a rock formation that can imply or indicate that there might be a shallow grave under it. Well, some of the areas that they were considering were actually over the top of the existing Northern Border Pipeline, which makes it impossible to be a rock cairn unless somebody was buried there in the last 30 years. So, you know, there are things like that you look at and you go, what?
Really? More coming up on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kramer.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Polar Service Center with two North Dakota locations, they're in Williston and Kildare, have an all-call for tank trailer technicians. If you're in this line of work, this is a great company. Gary, the regional manager, said, Scott, Here's my cell phone number. Please give it out on the radio. Let folks know. We'd love to have them come work for us. 701-495-3592. And they do on-the-job training. Gary, tell me more about that.
We have some real good guys that have been around the business for 30-some years. So we do on-job training. We do have some of our vendors that will come in, such as Titan, and give classes. We have Halibex vendors that come in, and they'll give break classes.
701-495-3592 is Gary's number. And when you call, ask about the benefit package. 401k match, great health care. Gary's wife is in the healthcare industry. She said, nobody offers this. Really good deal. 701-495-352, Polar Service Center, the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer in North Dakota, needs tank trailer mechanics now.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall, 800-228-0550. The questions or comments, welcome here. Tom and Hazen, go ahead for Congressman Cramer. Tom, are you there?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got busy here. I'm driving a truck.
Way to go. Turn my radio down.
Watch that speed limit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I'm still on it now, so I'm doing
good. Okay, good, good, good.
Regarding the protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline, this protest has become militant, and it is reminiscent of the protests that occurred in the 60s and 70s by the Sudanese Liberation Army, the Students for a Democratic Society, the Black Panther, And I hate to see this happening. And speaking from the point of view of a retired law enforcement officer, there's two sides to this, tactical and logistical. And tactically, the state of North Dakota and the counties have the resources to handle the numbers of violators there that would need to be arrested if they should choose to do so. Logistically, I have not been in this state long enough to know if the states and the counties would be able to handle that many people being arrested. I don't know. So
yeah,
it would create a huge additional problem.
There's no question, Tom. I think you're right on point. Now, those are the calculations that the sheriffs and the state patrol and, of course, the emergency operations center have to consider, and the governor certainly has to consider all of that. That's why deterring, you know, bad behavior is the better way to go, and sometimes just mass numbers of law enforcement can help in that regard. So at the end of the day, what we want is everything done peacefully and safely. And if the pipeline is to be built, it should be built safely. And the company has every right to expect that their workers can do it without being under the threat of physical harm. And that's got to be the goal. And we shouldn't apologize for it.
One text, appreciate the call, Tom. Well said. One texter sends a note here. One thing being missed is peaceful protesters have no need to wear handkerchiefs covering their face. There's a lot of that in the photos that you're seeing. And we had a report yesterday of a father taking three kids into school, stopped by three folks with these masks on, and told, you can't go this way. More lawlessness. But what's with the handkerchiefs?
I'm sorry?
What's with the handkerchiefs?
I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if that's an expression of some sort or if it is, in fact, a disguise to avoid, you know, whether, I just don't know. I can tell you that the imagination of most people is probably worse than reality. So I don't think that the protesters do themselves any good unless they are, in fact, trying to hide their identity for some reason.
Yeah, something is definitely amiss there, I would say. We need to let you go, I understand, because you are going to another meeting. So we'll finish up with these calls and relay the comments next week. Thanks for the
appreciate
time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Scotty.
Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Frank in Northwest Minnesota. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, good morning. I was on hold here, but I was just going to ask the congressman, if we got sanctity cities, why can't we have sanctity farms so we can grow some hemp and diversify our crops up here a little more?
Yeah, I think he'd probably agree with you that would could be a consequence of legalizing criminal activity, because that's what the federal government's doing here right now, right? I mean, how's it any different than sanctuary cities and just deciding where you're going to enforce the law and when you're not?
And last week, winter wheat finally went down, so we're getting LDPs. It's the first time in several years that the loan price is less than production.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Appreciate the call, Frank. Thank you. Gus in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, Mr. Cramer, just a question. What is your view on the governor asking the Corps not to enforce federal laws about camping on Corps land and the permitting process to use Corps land for the protest? Do you think the governor do you agree with the governor in asking the Corps not to enforce the laws during the protest?
Yeah, Congressman Cramer's gone, but he did talk about his disagreement with the laws being enforced and likened it to, as we said, sanctuary cities and legalizing criminal behavior. So, where are you getting that the governor specifically asked that the Corps not?
Well, it was in the paper, the Tribune, a few days back, where the governor requested the Corps of Engineers to back off or not enforce the rules about camping on Corps of Engineer land.
Yeah, I thought it was the opposite. I thought the governor was asking the Corps, you know, what is your plan here?
According to the newspaper, the governor asked them to back off. I don't know what the exact terminology in the paper, but it was don't escalate, just let it go.
All right, I'm going to take your word that that's what it was. I want to find that article, but what's your reaction to it?
I think the laws ought to be enforced. I have no problem with folks stating their opinion and protesting as long as they're doing it in a lawful manner. You don't violate somebody else's rights. You don't vandalize equipment. You don't cut fences. You protest in accordance with the laws. And
you can't lawfully join. You can't lawfully join an unlawful protest. You're absolutely right, Gus. Good call. Check that out. Another texter says, what's the answer to the Standing Rock conflict? What's needed to get some progress and move the needle in the right direction? Or is there a resolution? All good questions. How will it end? God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.